You're with SBS Radio.
Magandang umaga sa inyong tatlo, Mark Valenzuela, Pablo Capati III, at Babu Wenceslao.
Good morning naman ho.
Sa puntong ito, eksaktong puntong ito, kasalukuyan nasa Princess Wharf 1 kayo, no, sa Hobart, sa inyong art installation na kung tawagin ay Tambay. Pwede bang pakaliwanag kung ano yung konsepto ng Tambay? Babu?
Yung the concept actually is really based on yung Tambay, yung standby sa Pinoy na kultura natin, mahilig magtambay sa isang lugar.
Yep.
So yung concept actually ng installation is really about that, about place, about territory, about just the local na where tayo mga Pilipino, where we usually hang out. So the setting of the installation is actually yung nasa isang sari-sari store.
Okay.
So makikita mo sa yung ginawa namin, we're putting up a sari-sari store, parang yung neighborhood sari-sari store, where which is very typical in the Philippines. And yung mga gawa namin na ceramics and pottery, mga art objects made out of clay and ceramics, doon namin siya ilalagay sa ginawa namin na sari-sari store,
parang
sari-sari store. So yung installation talaga is it's like a ginawa namin yung parang sari-sari store sa Pilipinas. Pinagay namin dito sa Hobart, sa Tasmania. Yung makikita mo.
So yung sari-sari store made of wood or made of steel or bricks?
Yung sari-sari store is made out of wood.
Mm.
Pero instead of the usual na yung tinda, yung ginawa namin, yung linagay namin sa sari-sari store is yung mga ceramics na gawa namin. So it's really like a parang gallery siya na sari-sari store.
Okay, ang ganda lang concept.
Yung nangyari.
Babu, is this the first time, unang pagkakataon ba na magkakasama kayong tatlo at ipalabas itong tambay na to, kayo ni Mark at saka ni Pablo?
Sa aming tatlo, yes. This is the first time that we've worked together. But sina Mark and sina Pablo, they've worked in previous projects before, even here in Australia and in Manila. But for the three of us, under Boxplot, that is the artist-run initiative that we're working on, this is the first time that we're working together.
Okay. So basically, kaya kayo nandyan, kayo ang resident artist ng University of Tasmania. Ito ba yung pinaka-final project ninyo? At gaano katagal yung residency ninyo?
Yung residency actually namin, supposedly was around a month, but nakapunta kami dito a week late. So
3 weeks lang.
Mabasa mga 3 weeks yung residency namin. So in the 3 weeks that we've been into the University of Tasmania, sa studio nila, ito lang yung ginawa namin. And yung terminal na project sa residency is the exhibition sa Siennale, sa Australian Ceramics.
Standard dyan, a standard procedure. Bakit yan ang naisip niyong ipalabas, yung tambay?
Because I think, I'm not so sure if I remember it right, but the theme of the Siennale is something to do with space. Something like to do with making place, taking place. It's like yun yung theme ng Siennale. So it's really a celebration of space. Sa atin naman mga Pilipino, we don't really take up a lot of space, but we're kind of sentimental with the spaces that we frequent to and we hang out, diba? Tambayanan. Bisaya pa, tambayanan. Ewan ko sa yung Tagalog, I'm not so sure. But tambay is also, I think, a Tagalog word. And we're also used to that. So, yun yung ginawa namin na artwork. Parang it's really a celebration of how we also look at space and how we relate to space sa Pilipinas. And it's a little bit territorial, so also in a way. But it's also very sentimental for us.
Yep.
It's always something that we always look back and cherish, diba? Oh, I used to hang out there. Oh, what happened to that, diba? Nawala, parang ganun.
Multimedia yung form ng artwork niya. May ceramics, may sculpture, tapos mayroon pang street art and performance. So, iba-iba talaga.
It's really a multimedia piece. Besides that, it takes up the whole the general form is really an installation, but all the parts and the pieces of the artwork are composed of different objects. So, and even the ceramics themselves, they're not purely ceramics like si Mark and I. Yung background kasi namin, painting. So, if you look at the objects that we made, yung mga ceramic pieces na ginawa namin, pininturahan namin. So, there's a bit of, so it's parang, it's a cross between just ceramics and painting.
Yep.
We kind of look at ceramics also as a canvas, so it's not just like a three-dimensional object. So we also paint on it. So may pintura, may underglaze siya, so and then we fire that up. So hindi na na, it's not just, so the yung paint talaga, it really gets vitrified with the object.
Mm.
So nasa ano na siya. So yun yung mga trabaho. So besides that, yeah, may performative siya kasi parang yung gagawin talaga namin na tambayan.
Mm.
So we're gonna hang out in the sari-sari store.
Okay.
Kasi usually, di ba, sa atin naman, mga tambay, dun talaga sa sari-sari store nagtatambay. Kasi it's more fun to hang out in the sari-sari store. Ang daming tao, you know, everyone, parang ganun. So it's like, parang ganun din.
Yep. Yung mga materials, lahat ng mga gawa nyo, are from Australia or the bit pa niyo from the Philippines yan?
Yung ceramic na materials actually were provided by the Triennale.
Okay.
So yung the clays, yung clays na ginagamit namin are really Australian clays. You know, they have very good clay here. So yun yung and so yun yung ginamit namin, yun na clay. But some of the other materials we sourced it out also in Australia, especially yung wood na mga hardware materials. Yeah.
So, Babu, paano yung division of labor niyo ni Mark at saka ni Pablo? Siyempre, there are times na hindi kayo magkasundo, so who prevails?
We don't really have that kind of problem. We're very good friends for that, and we know each other. Kami ni Mark, we know each other, but Pablo, we go along very well.
Okay, magkakasama ka ba kayo magkasama sa kayo nagkasama?
We're from Dumaguete.
Dumaguete.
So, okay. From kami ni Mark, from Dumaguete. So we've been known each other for more than 20 years na.
Okay.
So walang problema with work. Yeah, and so each one has its own trabaho.
Yeah.
And we just work and work. We've actually been quite prolific for the last 3 weeks. And dami namin trabaho.
Oh, that's good. Diba? Babu, ang concept nyo is tambay. Something's a concept that is quite alien to Westerners, no? Nandito kayo sa Australia, so which is a Western country. May takot ba kayo na may rejection? Baka hindi tanggapin yung artwork nyo, hindi nila ma-appreciate? Or what, anong, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I think that is always the thought at the back of your head when you make an artwork.
Mm.
That comes with the territory. That comes with the space, that comes with the place that as a, you know, that comes with the creative space and place that you want to go to, I think. But yung sa amin naman, that is our truth, you know, that is how we are, that is our culture, and I think as an artist, that is really what we want to share to the rest of the world. Yung kultura natin, you know, na some of it is not good, but some of it is also something that they also have to understand, because that is really how we live our lives, tayo mga Pinoy. So I think they don't probably have, in that respect, they don't really have, they might not like the way how we portrayed that aspect of our culture, but you know, that's just how it is, I guess. They like it or not, we just hope that they'll get something from it, and I hope that we also do justice on how we portrayed an aspect of our culture.
Okay. Kasi kasama ninyo dyan sa mga artists, other artists are from countries na from other Southeast Asian countries, right?
Meron, and I think it's an international triennale, so there are mga artists and ceramicists from different parts of the world. So it's a big event. It's quite a big event. Medyo mahal nga yung ano. Mahal yung ano nila. Yung registration, ano. It's quite a big event. So we hope that
But I think hindi naman kayo nagbayad diyan, 'di ba? Kasama kayo parang resident and artist kayo, yeah. So scholar kayo, yeah. in other words.
Walang, yeah, nothing.
Plus may allowance pa kayo siguro.
Meron.
So what do you want to achieve with this tambay at saka success man o hindi? Are you planning to bring it to other places, other countries, or sa Philippines, mm-hmm. o sa imong anumang bansa?
Ito, this is actually quite a big installation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bit of a dilemma for the group, kasi shipping will always be a problem. The freight cost, if we were to bring this installation around, would probably take a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is something that we would like to do. Sayang naman kung hindi makita sa Pinas, but now with media and of course your help, I think we can solve that, some part of that problem. But with YouTube and media, we hope to post as much visual coverage as we can with the works. But it's always different if you see the original piece. But what we also were thinking is, if in case we want to replicate the project again, we can probably just do it again in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
O, parang ganun na lang. So, pero ang dami ng pieces. There's a lot of pieces dito talaga. Daming pieces na nagawa. So, yun yung dilemma lang namin. If you were to show it and bring it to other places, it's really the freight cost because we don't really have a designated budget for that. If you were to bring it back to the Philippines. Yeah, but it's a good, I would really wish that we could show it in the Philippines.
Yes, Babu, this will be aired on radio, but the influence of social media is very strong. So, ano ba, kasan ba kayo makikita?
In social media is, I think, with Boxplot.
Mm.
Boxplot, no? Boxplot is the curatorial program. So,
okay.
It also has a social media presence with Instagram, I think, and Facebook.
Mm.
So, they can look that up. And, we try and post also a little bit of the work on our own personal account.
Yep.
So with Pablo Kapati, Babu Wenceslao, you can Mark Valenzuela, you can find us also in Facebook. They can also check that out.
Thank you very much, Babu, Mark, and Pablo, and good luck sa inyo.
Salamat, salamat.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino. Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.